GoPro 8 Black targets vloggers with add-on modules. GoPro's new flagship action camera is designed to connect to a new range of hardware add-ons targeted at vloggers. But experts suggest that other improvements are relatively minor, meaning that Hero 8 Black may be a top sell. GoPro remains the best-selling action cam brand in much of the world, but the firm posted a loss in its last two quarters and is facing competition from China's DJI, which entered the market with a rival product in May. Last year's GoPro launch, the Hero 7 Black, delivered vast improvements to in-body stabilization, leading its chief executive to claim it was a gimbal killer, a reference to the fact it did not require add-on equipment to produce smooth footage. Viewers recognized this to be a significant upgrade, and the company reported the model had achieved its strongest ever first month sales to date. But over the past 12 months as a whole, the firm's cash reserves have still shrunk from $111.8 million to $91.2 million, and its shares have dropped about 30%. One analyst warned that it could face further problems if consumers do not consider the latest features to be a compelling enough leap forward. If retailers were unable to work through their existing inventory prior to GoPro's new product launch, its new product launch may be cannibalized by substantially discounted Hero 7 Black at holiday, Alicia Reese from Webbrush Securities told the BBC. GoPro must continually launch products compelling enough for users to want to buy a GoPro in addition to a smartphone. But in its favor, GoPro has greater mindshare when it comes to action cameras than other brands, and the company has a growing presence in the travel space. Add-on mods. The Hero 8 Black standout features is that users can now bolt on three optional accessories. They are a shotgun microphone for improved audio, a small light to help in deep conditions, a flip-up screen allowing self-shooters to frame themselves. The camera body has also been redesigned to reincorporate fold-out finger connectors, allowing to be bolted to a mount without having a first be put in the case. In addition, the firm says it has further improved in body video stabilization, which is now available for all video frame rates and resolution. And it has added a new feature to its time warp mode, which creates a smooth speed-up footage to automatically adjust the footage speed depending on the rate of the camera's motion and the lighting conditions. Furthermore, users can shoot video at up to 100 megabytes per second, up to 78 megabytes per second previously, which should deliver higher quality images. One of the problems the firm faces, however, is that smartphones are making significant strides forward of their own, including multiple lenses, the ability to blur the backgrounds of photos and sometimes videos, and the use of machine learning algorithm that vastly improve low light shots. In terms of quality, it's now difficult for action cams to offer anything that a smartphone can't do, commented Mark Wilson from the Trusted Reviews news site. The smartphones have gained waterproofing, which has helped encourage people to use them in situations they might have previously have turned to a GoPro. Some people still want a camera for a situation they don't want to risk damaging their phone. But it feels a bit like GoPro has reached the limitation of the hardware it has created, and now has moved on to accessories as motivation to convince people to buy another one. Whether that's enough remains to be seen. YouTube vloggers. The new camera will be marked in a part to social media creators. However, in doing this, the firm will compete against not just against DJI's Osmo action camera, which features a selfie screen on its front, but also a variety of new mirrorless cameras with interchangeable lenses, which are targeting the same market. YouTubers have been massive drivers for GoPro sales, and there's a degree of a one-upmanship on the platform where users need to create something ever more spectacular to stand out, commented Mr. Wilson. So that will help, but action cams are still a niche part of the vlogging market. GoPro has also announced a new dual-lens 360-degree camera called the Max, which marks an upgrade to its earlier Fusion. The firm says the new model has a wider field of view and should be easier to operate than before. Such cameras have the ability to create interactive footage for use in virtual reality, or that can be played back in software that allows viewers to shift perspective. But they also allows owners to create standard videos in which they can make adjustments to the view during their edit. Demand for such product has been more limited than some had forecast, in part because VR headset sales have also been weaker than expected. But Ms. Reese said, there's still enough demand for the GoPro Max to justify its existence from a group of professional and enthusiast filmmakers. I don't think these were ever expected to be mainstream product, and they were never mass-produced, she commented. But she also added that there was an expectation that the new camera will be well-received by the niche market.